March 20th, John Fox.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Fox was an English Protestant author best known for his book on martyrs. Before he began his massive work, with possibly the longest title of any work ever published in the English language, he taught logic at Oxford. He served as a private tutor, and he wrote Latin plays with biblical themes. On this date, in 1563, the John Day Press in England published the English version of Fox's Martyrology. We know this book by its shorter, popular title, Fox's Book of Martyrs. Fox based the book on documents of trials for heresy and on statements from friends of those who were condemned and executed as heretics. Fox wrote about his disagreement with the Catholic Church. He said, "A person should be able to see that the religion of Christ, meant to be spirit and truth, had been turned into nothing but outward observances, ceremonies, and idolatry. We had too many churches, too many relics, true and fake, too many untruthful miracles. Instead of worshiping the only living Lord, we worshiped dead bones."
Sometimes a little listening can do more than any amount of talk. Silence blanketed the room as friends and relatives gathered around the small woman huddled on her bed. Her red eyes, finally drained of tears, stared straight ahead. Physicians had come and gone, and they claimed her melancholy life would soon take her to the grave. Her local church offered prayers, but even they felt pessimistic about her chances of recovery. In truth, those present were simply waiting for her to die. If they noticed the man's arrival, no one acknowledged it. He knelt beside the bed, prayed out loud for the woman to feel God's comfort, and then he did what no one else had done. He simply sat beside the woman and waited patiently for her to speak. John Fox knew only that the older woman had fallen into a deep depression and that her family had given up hope for her survival. For many days, he returned to sit at her bedside, praying out loud for her to feel God's comfort and waiting patiently for her to speak. Finally, she did speak. Mrs. Honeywood shared with Fox her many experiences over the years, visiting prisoners to bring them comfort, and her greatest despair coming as they were beheaded or burned at the stake under Queen Mary's rule. She was particularly haunted by the death of one prisoner, John Bradford, whom she had prayed with and believed to be a good man. On the day of his execution, she had followed John to Smithfield, prayed for him, and offered support even as the guards tied him to the stake and lit the fire. She remembered with horror how many people stood in the open air that day, waiting to watch a man burn to death, a man who had never hurt anyone. Fox spent many days by Mrs. Honeywood's side, listening to her thoughts and worries, always reassuring her that her prayers and work with prisoners had been meaningful and that she belonged to God. Little by little, she emerged from her depression until she was whole again. Cheerful and engaged with her life, she lived another 30 years. Deeply involved with her church and community, she and Fox remained close friends until the day she died. In Galatians 6:2, God tells us, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." Are there some people in your life who need a good listener? Think about your family and friends. Would they say you are a good listener? Is today the day you pray and ask God to let you listen with His ears and feel with His heart? Sometimes a little listening can do more than any amount of talk.
Men, Chuck Stecker here. March 20th, our story is John Fox. We know him for the Fox's Book of Martyrs, the book, and maybe if that's what you know, you've missed the whole story that we just heard on 365 Christian Men. You know, of sitting by that lady's bedside, waiting patiently for God to be God, not knowing for sure what was going to happen. That's the interesting thing. He didn't have a medical diagnosis or anything. He just had the Spirit leading him to sit there, pray for her, and go back continuously. And yet then in that moment, she did speak. And I love the fact that it says she lived another 30 years. Once she was able to come and share what grieved her heart, burdened her spirit so greatly. And there was the man faithful to God. I'm reminded of a story that Bill McCartney told at a Promise Keepers conference. Bill told the story of a man that went into a leper colony, and as he saw everybody, and then he saw one man, though, looked totally different, his countenance, a smile, and so forth. And he went over and he said, "Can I sit down with you?" And he said, "Absolutely." He says, "You look totally different than everybody else here." He said, "Why is that?" He said, "Well, I know Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior." And he goes, "Wow, how did that happen?" He said, "Well, several years ago, a missionary came, or a man came, and he sat down and he started telling me about Jesus." And he says, "Wow, what'd you do?" And he said, "I spit at him, I cursed at him, I spit food on him, and I ran him off." He said, "What happened?" He said, "Well, he came back the next day." He said, "What'd you do?" And he said, "The same thing." And he says, "And you continued to do this?" And he said, "Yeah." And he said, "Until he came back and I accepted Jesus Christ." He said, "Wow. How many days did he continue to come back?" The man looked at him and he said, "Every day for 5 years." You know, sometimes we want God to work on our timetable. We want God to do the miraculous while we're there to witness it, and we can then tell the stories of it. But you know, there's the faithfulness that God calls us to be faithful, to trust God, to continue to show up when God calls us to, perhaps day after day, for as long as he tells us to be there. Where is it that you've quit doing things, quit seeing people or going to people that really need your presence, just a ministry of presence? And in that ministry of presence, God can be God, and he's waiting for you, a kind word, to sit, to pray, and be faithful to what God puts on your heart without forcing God into an expectation that he has to do something because you're doing your part. There's some things we need to do. My challenge for you is, when is that? Where is that? What's God calling you to do?